My dear boys and girls, I thank you very much for attending this meeting. We are spreading the Krishna consciousness movement because there is a great need of this movement throughout the whole world. And the process is very easy. That is the advantage. First of all, try to understand what is the transcendental platform. So far, our living condition is concerned, we are in different platforms. So we have to, first of all, stand on the transcendental platform. Then there is question of transcendental meditation. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter, you will find that we have got different status of conditional life. The first is Indriyani Pararahu. First is Indriyani. First thing is bodily conception of life. Every one of us in this material world, we are under this bodily concept of that. I am thinking Indian, I am Indian. You are thinking, you are American. Somebody is thinking I am Russian. Somebody is thinking I am somebody else. So everyone is thinking that I am this body. This is one standard or one platform. This platform is called sensual platform, because so long we have bodily conception of life, we think happiness means sense gratification. That's all. Happiness means sense gratification, because body means sense. So Indriyani Pararahu, Indriyabha Parahanaha. Lord Krishna says that in the material concept of life, our bodily concept of life, our senses are very prominent. That is going on at the present moment, not at the present moment, since the creation of this material world, that is the disease, that I am this body. Srimad Bhagavat says that the sattva buddhi kunape siddhatake sadhi talatradishu bhoma yujyati, that anyone who has this concept of this bodily understanding that I am this body, sattva buddhi kunape siddhatake, sattva buddhi means concept of self, in this bag of skin and bone. This is a bag. This body is a bag of skin, bone, blood, urine, stool, and so many knives. You see? But we are thinking that I am this bag of bone and skin and stool and urine. Oh. That is our beauty, that is our everything. There are many nice stories. Of course, our time is very short. still, I wish to narrate one short story. That one man, one boy, was attracted by a beautiful girl. So, The one does not agree, and the boy is persistent. So, in India, of course, the girls, they keep their chastity very strictly. So, the girl was not agreeing, so she said, "All right, I agree after 1 week. You come." You see, appointed certain such time, some. So the boy was very glad. And the girl took some parvik throughout the 7 days. And she was passing stool day and night and vomiting. And she kept all this vomit and stool in a nice pot. So when the appointed time came, the boy came, and the girl was sitting on the door. The boy inquired, "Where is that girl?" She said, "I am that girl." No, you are not. You are so ugly. You are so beautiful. You are not that girl. "No, I am that girl, but I have now separated my duty in a different form." "What is that?" She saw, "This is the beauty, this stool and vomit. This is the ingredient. Actually, anyone may be very robust or very beautiful if he passes stool for 3 or 4 times, everything changes immediately." So my point is that, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that this bodily concept of life is not very sanguine. Just shanti buddhi punapeti bhasate. This body is composition of several things like bones and skin and blood and urine and stool and secretion, so many things. That is not right calculation of self-realization. Of course, those who are too much engrossed with the bodily concept of life, they have been recommended to practice the Hatha Yoga system. That is also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, just like we find in the Sankhya Yoga. This Bhagavad Gita, as it is, as we have published, page number 153, there is a statement how one should practice this transcendental meditation. Verse number 13 and 14, it is said, "One should hold one's body, neck and head erect in a straight line." This body, this head, this neck, the body, whole body, should be erect in a straight line and stare steadily at the tip of the nose, just as you have to sit like this. And you have to look, not closing your eyes, but half closing your eyes, and you have to look on the point of your nose. One should hold one's body, neck and head erect in a straight line and stare steadily at the tip of the nose. Thus, with an uneducated, subdued mind, devoid of fear, completely free from sex life, one should meditate upon me, the Lord said. Before that, the primary prescription, how one should practice this transcendental meditation, that one has to restrict, especially sex life. One has to select a very solitary place, and a secret place, and he should sit down alone. this meditation process is not practiced in a place like this where many men are gathering. It is a commander with passage and solitary place, sacred place and a home. And then you have to seek, or you have to select your sitting place. There are so many things. Of course, those things cannot be explained within 2 minutes. If you are very much interested in finding this book, come for yourself. Just that. So, one has to, from the bodily concept of life, one has to translate himself to the spiritual platform. That is the whole big meaning of whole process. That's why I began to say that in the beginning, our self-realization means we are thinking this body, Indrani Parada. Then one who has transcended this bodily concept of life, he comes to the platform of mind. Indriyani pararahu, indriya pa parah manah. Manah means mind. Somebody, some people, some of practically the whole population of the world, they are under the bodily concept of mind. And above them, there are some people who are on the mental concept of life. They are thinking mind. And somebody is on the intellectual platform of life. Indriyani pararahu indriyabha paramana manasastu para buddhi. Buddhi means intellect. And when you transcend the intellectual platform also, then you come to the spiritual platform. That realization first of all requires before to practice transcendental realization, you have to reach to the transcendental platform. That transcendental platform is called Brahma Bhuta. Perhaps you have heard this word Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. That is transcendentalism. That I am not this body, I am not this mind, I am not this intelligence, but I am spirit soul. That's like that. What is the symptoms of a person who has reached that platform? Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasodhati Natang. When you reach to the platform of Brahma realization, Brahma realization means transcending. We are talking on the transcendental meditation. So transcending the bodily concept of life, transcending the mental concept of life, transcending the intellectual concept of life, when you come to the real spiritual platform, that is called Brahma Bhuta state. So Brahma Bhuta state, it is not simply words that I realize Brahma. There are symptoms. Everything has got symptoms. How one has realized them. That state is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. When one is on the transcendental platform, Brahma Bhuta state, his symptom is that he is always joyful. Joy. There is no monotony. And what is joyful, that is also explained. What is joyfulness? Nasotati nakamasati. He does not hanker after anything, neither he laments. In the material platform, we have got two symptoms, hankering and laments. The things which we do not possess, we hanker after. I must have it, I must have it, I must have this thing. Griha kshetra sutapta vittai. There is nice explanation how this hankering. Hankering is expanded. This hankering expanded, this old material world is hankering after sex life. That is the basic principle of hankering. Pumshana mipo, pumshana sriya mithuni bhava meta. This is Sanskrit language. Mithuni bhava means sex life. either in human society or animal society or bat, bird society or insect, everywhere you find that sex life is very prominent. That is materialistic way of life. Indriyana, senses. So, to everyone, a boy is hankering after a girl is hankering after a boy, or a man is hankering after a woman is hankering. This is going on. This is not unnatural. This is the natural life. And so mythos, the hankering is there. But as soon as the meat are united, it becomes a hard law. Toyo mito, hridayadanti maho, a hard knot in the heart, that I am matter, I am this matter. This world belongs to me, this country belongs to me, this body belongs to me. That means hard knot. Instead of transcending from the concept of body life, it becomes still more hard knot. This is very difficult. Therefore, those who are practicing yoga are trying to be on the transcendental platform, the restriction is that one must cease from sex life. If they at all interest. But that is not possible. Therefore, our this method, we don't say stop sex life, but we say don't have illicit sex life. Illicit sex life, of course, even there is no question of transcendental life, that is a question of civilized life. Civilized life. In every civilized society, it may be Hindu society or Muslim society or Christian society, any civilized human society, there is a system of marriage. And beyond marriage, if there is sex life, that is called illicit sex life, that is never indulged in any society. So what to speak of transcendental life? Transcendental life must be purified from mental concoction or body concept of life. It is a transcendental platform. So, these things are very restricted in order to reach the transcendental platform. But, in this age of Kali, where everything is disturbed, all is full of anxiety, and the life is very short. That is also explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prayana kalo vasmin jigejala. Life is very short. And they are not interested for any transcendental subject matter. They are interested only with the body concept of that. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya dupadrata. And always disturbed by so many anxieties. How he can ascend to the platform of transcendental realization. It is very difficult in this age. Therefore, Arjuna, who was being taught by Krishna, that you try this practice of transcendental life, but Arjuna says, Arjuna means you are taking this instruction 5,000 years ago. You are the royal prince. You are very much advanced in so many things. He says, my dear Krishna, it is not possible to practice this transcendental process of ascending by yoga practice, this hatha yoga practice. It is not possible. He refused. He refused that because I am a family man, I have come here to fight for my political interest. How I can practice this system that I have to go to a solitary place, I have to sit down like this, I have to practice like this, I have to feed from sex life. So it is not that. Just try to understand. So, transcendental platform by the Hatha Yoga system practicing all the rules and regulations, is not possible in this age at all. If somebody is trying to practice that thing in so-called way, that is not actually, you cannot perform this transcendental meditation in city life. It is not possible. That is very clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So you have to leave in the city, you have to leave with your family, you have to leave with your friends, but it is not possible to go to the forest and find out a secluded place. So here as in these things, if you want to rise on the transcendental platform, then as it is recommended by Vedic literature, Kalautal Hari Kirtana. In these days, simply by chanting the holy name of God, Kalautal Hari Kirtana. We are introducing this system not to make it very easy by your mental compassion. It is recommended. It is practiced. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this transcendental meditational practice. You see, we have already seen that these boys and girls, as soon as they begin chanting Hare Krishna, immediately there is a transcendental thing. If you practice, you will understand how you are feeling transcendentally. The easiest part. Now, I have begun this movement in this country, say, from 1966. I began a league of in a small store park, and gradually they came. And now it is spread. There are about 15, 16 branches all over the country, and these boys are practicing simply the simplest part, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. These sound vibrations, these transcendental sound vibrations, immediately will carry you on the transcendental platform. And if you kindly hear, you chant Hare Krishna and try to hear, so that your mind is absorbed in the sound vibration. And this Krishna sound vibration means Krishna. Because Krishna is absent, God is absent. There is no difference between God's name and God. Just like in the material world, there is difference between water and the name water, the flower and the thin flower. In the spiritual world, in the absolute world, there is no such difference. Therefore, as soon as you vibrate the transcendental sound, Krishna, Hare, Rama, immediately you associate with the Supreme Lord and His energy. Hare Krishna, the meaning of this transcendental vibration is Hare. Hare means all the energy of the Supreme Lord. Everything is being done by the energy of the Supreme Lord. Parastha Brahmana Sakti, just like you are a practical example, this material world means creation of the energy of the sunshine. Every one of you are all scientific students, you know that all these planets, they are rotating on account of heat and light of the sun. And similarly, this whole creation, material and spiritual creation, they are manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Lord. Just like the sunshine is the energy of the sun glow, similarly, there is a supreme planet which is called Krishna Loka or Goloka. These things are mentioned in the Vedic literature, Brahma Sutra, Brahma Sanghita. If you want, you can read them. There is immense literature for this information. So, we are praying to the energy of the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord, please pick me up. Please pick me up. I am in this dimension, the bodily concept of life. I am in this material existence. I am suffering. Please pick me up to the spiritual platform so that I will be happy. Because, as I explained just a minute before, Brahma Bhuta Prasadla, as soon as you come to the transcendental platform, you become joyful, happy. Joy, that is the fact. It is not that simply you say that I am in the transcendental meditation. No. Actually, you have to become happy. How you have become happy? Na sochati na kaankhati. There is no hankering, there is no lamentation. And material life means, as soon as we are hankering after sex, conjugation, and as soon as there is conjugation, as soon as we are united, man and woman, then I want a nice apartment, I want some business, I want some land, I want some friends, I want some society. Similarly, we experience our body, the concept of life. There is no question of transcendental place. So, we have to wind up from the material concept of life to the spiritual concept or spiritual platform. That is called Brahma Bhuta Prasannasana Suta Vinatansati. When one is on the spiritual platform, he has no more hankering, no more lamenting. Why he should be hankering? He knows that I don't want anything material. Why shall I be hankering? Whatever is, and barely required, I must be satisfied with that thing. So that is not very nice proposal to the materially advanced world at this present moment. People will not accept it. Therefore, this process, transcendental realization, jitta vaira, it is called jitta. You just remain in your place. This is the facility of this Hare Krishna movement or Krishna consciousness movement. You haven't got to change yourself. You remain. You are student, you remain student. You are businessman, you remain businessman. You are woman, man, or anyone, any black, white, anyone. You remain in your position. Simply try to hear. You just remain in your position, be simply here. Kindly give your oral reception to this transcendental thought. Very simple thought. No charges. We are not charging anything that you give us so many dollars and I shall give you this mantra Hare Krishna. It is publicly distributed. It's simply just and try. Very quickly you will come to the transcendental platform and when you hear the chanting, that is transcendental meditation. This process is recommended in all scriptures of Vedic literature, and it is followed by Lord Chaitanya and his disciples' succession for the last 500 years. And people are achieving good results, not only in India, here also the young boys and girls who have joined this movement. You try to understand what is this Krishna consciousness movement, how transcendental meditation is possible. We are not sentimentalists. We have got many books. That's like here is our Bhagavad Gita as it is, and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. We have got our magazine, Back to Godhead. We have got Srimad Bhagavatam, 5 volumes. So many things. It's open with us. It is not that we are sentimentalists. We are backed by high philosophical thoughts and everything. But if you take the simple thought, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you immediately elevate it on the transcendental platform without reading so many big literature, philosophy or understanding. That is the gift to the present conditional souls of the world by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in accordance with the Vedic sanctions. So our request is that you give a try. You simply chant at home or anywhere. There is no restriction that you have to chant this Hare Krishna mantra in such and such place, in such and such condition. Niyamita smaranena kal. There is no restriction of time and the circumstances or atmosphere. Anywhere, at any time, you have No meditation is possible while you are walking on the street. But this meditation is possible. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And walk with your body. You are working with your head, which you can chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So this is very nice. So kindly accept this Krishna consciousness moment. At the same time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that nam nam kari bahudani sattva shakti satrajita niyamita smarani nakala. Lord Chaitanya says that there is a Lord's name. Lord's name is not, limited to Krishna. Krishna is the perfect name. Krishna means all excess. Krishna means all excess. And Rama means the supreme pleasure. So if God is not all attractive and supreme pleasure, then what is the meaning of God? He must be the supreme pleasure. Otherwise, how you can be satisfied with him? Your heart is hankering after so many pleasures. If God cannot satisfy you with all the pleasures, Brahma, then how you can become? Therefore, these two names, Rama and Krishna, and all attract. If Krishna cannot be attracted to any person, then how he can be God? He is attracted, excellent. So these three names, we are chanting, Hare Krishna. So if you think, oh, this is Indian name, this is Hindu name, why should I chant this Hindu name? There are some sectarian people, they may think like that. But Lord Chaitanya says, it doesn't matter. If you have got any bona fide name of God, you chant that. But it's chant. God's name. That is the gestation of this moment. And do not think that this moment is a proselytizing moment from Christian to Hindu or Hindu. No. You remain Christian, Hindu, Jew or Mohammedan, it doesn't matter. Our prophecy is that if you are really to perfect your human form, human form of life, then try to love, develop your dormant love of God. That is perfection of life. That is perfection of your life. Savai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti radokhaji. You profess any type of religion, but just test whether your religion is perfect or you are perfect, whether you are developed your love for God than any other. We have distributed our love in so many things. When all those love will be concentrated simply on God, that is perfection of love. Love is there, but because you do not know, because you have forgotten our relationship with God, therefore we are imposing our love on God. That has been our duty. So we have to transfer our love from so many dogs to God. That is the perfection of life. And we are not teaching any particular type of religion. We are simply teaching that you love God. And this is possible simply by chanting these three names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It is 16 names. Actually, there are three names, Hare Krishna and Rama. Rama means discipline praiser, Krishna means all attractive, and Hare means the energy. Then it is perfect. Energy and the love, that is the whole common substance of all creation, cosmic manifestation, anything. They are detailed in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, but that is the common substance of everything. Thank you. Any question? I told you, Krishna means all attract. Have you got any idea? All attractiveness? How one can be all attractive? Have you got any idea?
Will any of you explain? Yes, otherwise how can we all accept? That is explained. I will explain what is Krishna. All attractive. We have got idea. If one man is very rich, he is attractive. If one man is very strong, he is attractive. If one man is very beautiful, he is attractive. Man or woman, doesn't matter. If one man is wise, he is attractive. In this way, there are six opulences. Reflex, strength, influence, beauty, wisdom, and renunciation. When these six things are incomplete in one person, that is all aspect. So Krishna exhibited all these things, six opulences, in one person. Therefore, he is all aspect. Yes, just like by electric energy, you have got heater, at the same time, cooler also. The energy is one, but in one place it is utilized for heating, in another place it is utilized as cooling. Similarly, take the energy of sunlight, the sunlight is the one. But by the sunlight, some flowers are becoming red, some flowers are becoming blue, the leaves are becoming green. So everything is due to the same energy, sunlight. But the variety is there. Variety is there. So energy may be one. Just like in your country, by electric energy, you are working in so many. So do not, make minus all these barrels. The energy in the diverse barrels. Therefore, the whole conception is, Brahma conception is, that unity in diverse. Everything is working by the energy of the Supreme Brahma, and in the energy we have got different diversity. So we cannot neglect the diversity, although the energy is one.
Is part of the saying that God is dead on?
No. That I have explained, that we have different stages of understanding. The first stage is bodily concept of life, that is material and gross, then mental state, that is finer, subtle, and intellectual state, that is still subtler, and you have to transcend all these stages up to intellectual state, that is spiritual state. The God is complete spirit, full spirit. God is, what is the question? God is one energy? No, God is not one energy. God is one, but He has got diverse energy. Parasa Shakti Dividhaiva Kriya. In the Vedic literature, we understand that God is one, but His energies are many, multi energies. We are also one of the energies of God. A living entity. We are also energy. That is stated. And in the Aparayam tastu vidhi me prakitim para. Lord Krishna says to Arjuna that these material energies, namely fire, water, mind, intelligence, ego, they are inferior energies. Beyond this inferior energy, there is another superior energy. That superior energy is called Jivabhuta Mahabhava. These living entities, they are superior energy. Jayadam Dhajate Jagat. They are ruling over this material energy. So living entity is superior energy. And this material energy is inferior energy. Therefore, we are trying to control over the material energy. But because we are very small, it is not possible to have full control over the material energy. After all, this is energy of, just like we can utilize this sun fire somewhere or other. But it is not possible for us to utilize the whole sun fire. It is not possible. So that is called Maya. The superior energy living entity is trying to control over the inferior energy, material energy. But because we are very minute, small, it is not possible to have full control over the material energy. Rather, we are being controlled by the material energy due to our smallness. These things are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. If you are interested, you will find. Because you are seeking after joy. Because you are originally transcendental spirit soul, your hankering after your business is to come to that platform of joy. But you are somehow or other put into this material platform, you are not having fulfilled your joy. Just like you belong to this land, and if you are put into the ocean, Atlantic Ocean, however expert swimmer you may be, you cannot be happy. You have come back to the land, then you can be happy. Similarly, we are all spiritual souls, spiritual spark. Just like the sunshine. Sunshine means there are molecular parts of shining principle. Similarly, we are also molecular parts and parcel of God. We, Anandamaya Vyasa, in the Vedanta Sutra, he is full of joy. So we as part and parcel also, we are full of joy. So unless we come in contact with the Supreme, our joyfulness will never be supreme. Therefore, we have to come to the spiritual platform if we want to have that full spiritual heart, full joyfulness.